Welcome to episode 5 of Words with a Wise Guy. I'm the wise guy, John Wise. I coach track at Wichita State, if you haven't figured that out before in the past few episodes. Today, with a very interesting person sitting next to me, this is Lily Wu, who most of you would know from probably watching the news in the evening on Cake News. So, Lily, thank you for joining us. Got a lot of questions that I want to ask you, and obviously, Election Day was just yesterday. What was your role yesterday with the election?
So my photographer, Larry, and I went out to Dodge City to kind of just talk to voters. And what was most interesting about that was talking to first-time voters, these 18-year-olds that are able to exercise their right to vote for the very first time. I wanted to hear their thoughts. And so we had a senior in high school and also a freshman at Dodge City Community College. He was the single person getting out of this little shuttle bus. So the college provided free shuttle services to bring people to the polls.
And weren't they having an issue out there with, was it one place to vote when like it was overrun or something like that?
So the old location was about 4 miles away from the new location. The old location supposedly had some construction concerns, and so it was raised as a concern 2 weeks ago regarding, is this allowed to have this new location that is about a mile away from the city? So people seem to be able to vote pretty smoothly, and the folks that we kind of talked to as they were getting out, they didn't mind the drive.
Exciting night. I'm not super political, but there was a woman governor elected, Kansas. That's, you know, I think great. You know, and it, obviously it's a very heightened time of the year in terms of emotionally for a lot of people, but I look at more like entertainment. So sit back and watch people like you cover it for me.
Did you vote?
I did vote. Yes, I did. And I will say, if anybody's wondering, I voted for Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarians. So I definitely am a person that tries to figure out who I want to vote for, not what party or something like that. So, so you obviously yesterday you're busy. We're doing this in the morning. I'm not a morning person. And how do you get up in the morning? How do you get going? You got crazy schedules. I'm a track coach. We have crazy schedules. Like, are you a coffee drinker? How do you get going in the morning?
I see your coffee, and I actually want a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I should have went by before I came here. But no, I'm not a regular coffee drinker. I have had all different types of schedules being in news. So people often assume I'm there 24/7, or any reporter is there 24/7. That's really not the case. I've been working for Cake News since September of 2010, so 8 years now.
And I've since you were 6 years old.
No. Okay. So I've worked all shifts, and I think the most difficult shift I've ever worked was working Friday until 7 p.m. and getting back into the station by 1 a.m. because I had to anchor the Saturday morning show.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that was the most difficult schedule that I've ever had to have. Otherwise, all the schedules, your body gets accustomed to it. I've done the morning show where you have to get into the station by 3:30 a.m. And so your body gets adjusted to that. But when you have fluctuations in that schedule, that's when your body is thrown off.
Right. Yeah, I can relate. So I'm not a coffee drinker, but I did this morning. Okay, so I'm not going to say where I went. It's a popular place on campus. If you've been to Wichita State, you probably know already. But here's what's my issue. They don't say small, medium, and large. It's
tall, grande, venti.
Yeah, like what's up with that? Why did they change? Because I don't know what to say. I want a medium. That's what I want. And I don't know what it is. And the thing is far away, and I can't read it. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm just saying medium. It's
well,
a medium.
Why? Here's an issue that I have
with that
too. Is that
kind of arrogant?
Well, okay, listen to this. Back when I was younger, you would know what small, medium, large
right.
were. But now, even those sizes are different.
A small you go to a fast is an extra
food,
large.
Yeah. The small is what I considered a yes. medium back in the day. So yeah. we've really changed the way that we drink. And I don't really advocate for sugary drinks, but I do drink them,
yeah.
especially in the middle of the afternoon when you're like, I need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm against the whole changing of the sizing thing. Okay, Tell us about yourself a little bit. So where were you born, and how did you get to Wichita on the news in 2 minutes?
Oh, in 2 minutes?
Yes.
All right.
Go.
So my name is Lily Wu. I'm a Wu shocker.
Yes.
So it's inevitable that I was supposed to be here in Wichita, but I was born in Guatemala. My brother's name is Carlos Wu. And so I have a very multicultural family in terms of my upbringing. I was born in Guatemala, raised in Kansas. I studied here in the city and then went off for my master's degree and came back to Wichita. So when we talk about the brain drain of Wichita, I would be the opposite. I actually came back.
There you go. I love Wichita. I grew up in Ohio, moved here, and I really love Wichita. So that's great. So you used to, this is WSU TV. You did stuff in this building, right?
What did you do
in here?
Seems like deja vu, actually. I did Studio B. So that was the WSU TV for college students to practice their skills. So I think I did it my senior year. I don't know if I did it my junior year, but I had two majors. So I really split my time both in the communication school and the business school.
Awesome. That's very cool. It's right through there. So you have to check that out to get some good memories. So you're heavily involved in pageants. I know nothing about pageants. I do have a couple questions, but how'd you get involved in that? And what are you currently doing with that?
Sure. So growing up in Guatemala, you know, pageantry was very big because it is part of the Latino culture. So I grew up watching Miss Universe, watching local pageants even there. And my parents are traditional Chinese people. That was not going to fly with them. So when I became a teenager, as long as I did my studies and I was still getting good grades, my parents allowed me to do this hobby. So once a year, I would be allowed to compete in one pageant, and I would have to raise all that money. So something you might not know about pageantry is there are entry fees, just like if you participate in any sport. So it's not free to just participate in a pageant. There are free pageants, maybe local, small pageants. But when you get to any of the big level type of pageants, you have to pay an entry fee, and they're pretty big, you know, amounts. So my parents allowed me to compete as long as I raised the money. So I became very entrepreneurial in how I got that.
Entrepreneurial, there you go.
And so I would, you know, go door to door telling them why I wanted to compete, would they support me. So I think that's where my salesman experience kind of came about. When I was a teenager, I competed in my first pageant, and it's something that if you know pageant girls, you get this pageant bug, meaning you like to compete. And as a track individual, you know that competition, right, that drive. It's kind of like that in pageantry. And there are so many different systems. So it's not just one. You asked me a question earlier about pageant swimsuits.
Yeah.
Well, there are many different pageants that don't require a swimsuit. So for a young woman to participate in a pageant, they don't have to compete in a swimsuit competition. It might be one area of competition in that pageant, but there are other systems that have many different areas of competition. So for instance, I'm the pageant director for the Miss Wichita Asian Festival Scholarship Pageant. That pageant is a cultural competition. So we don't have swimsuit, we don't have fitness, we don't have evening gown. But what we do have is the whole purpose of the pageant is so that girls can connect to their ethnic culture. Everyone has a background. We're all Americans, but we also have an ethnic culture,
right,
whether it's Irish, German, and we like to celebrate that. We want young people to celebrate their cultural identity. So for the Asian community, we have between 7 and 12 girls that compete, and these girls are between the ages of 16 and 24, and so they'll compete in cultural boards, so they have to have a cultural board to explain the country that they're representing, private interviews, an onstage question, and they have to perform a talent. And so that one doesn't even have a swimsuit, right?
Right.
But we award a $1,000 scholarship. It is very scholarship-driven, and the purpose of it is, as people from Wichita that are very diverse, like myself, we want to showcase the cultures that are here in the community, and so that people can appreciate how beautiful the diversity of our community is. And I'm talking about all types of diversity. And I love that there are pageants like Miss Irish American, Miss German American, because those are the ones that, you know, the young women are learning about who their grandparents were, how they got here, and understanding that is really important. And I think that that's why I became a reporter. I wanted to storytell. Unfortunately, right now I do the crime stories, which are not the best storytelling, but I like people's stories, people connecting to who they are.
So as a track coach, when I'm recruiting, I'm out there, people ask, what's Wichita like? Because I do a lot of out-of-state recruiting, and people have an image of what Kansas is. I did, too, growing up, not from here. And one of the things I always say is Wichita is a very diverse place, not just ethnically, but in things to do, artistically, all that kind of stuff, you know. So I agree. It's an interesting way to try to describe, you know, but now that's that what you were saying, I think, is very interesting too. That
have you been to Asian Fest before?
I've not. I need to go.
I should have told you about this. So
just happened, probably.
Yes.
Okay. Shoot.
Yes. You'll have to go next year.
Okay.
This is our, so this year we celebrated 38 consecutive years of hosting this festival. It started right here at WSU.
Really?
And it has grown to Century 2.
Awesome. So question about the it's going to make me sound superficial, swimsuit competition. Why did they stop in certain pageants having swimsuit competitions? And why did they stop that?
Okay. So have you watched pageants on TV before?
Average amount of that a male that has no interest usually in it whatsoever would watch it. So some, not much.
Okay. So the two biggest American pageants are Miss America and Miss USA.
Right. And which one did Trump
So
buy?
President Trump used to own the Miss Universe organization.
Gotcha.
And that would be the one that is Miss USA.
Okay.
So you can win Miss Teen USA, Miss USA, Miss Universe. Yep. In Miss America, you win local pageants here in Kansas. You do like a Miss Sedgwick County or Miss Heart of Kansas. And then you go on to the Miss Kansas competition, which is every year in June in Pratt. So they always have it in the same place, whereas the Miss Kansas USA, it kind of floats around. This year, it's back in Wichita. But the Miss America system is the one that eliminated swimsuit. Miss USA still has that. And these two systems are very, very different in that how they score. This system places a big emphasis on talent, interview, and then the rest of them would be, you know, the evening gown, swimsuit, but now they've eliminated it, an onstage question. This area, they do a third, a third, a third. Swimsuit, evening gown, interview. So very different.
Gotcha.
And so how do I feel about elimination of swimsuit in Miss America? Well, if a young lady would like to compete in a competition that has swimsuit, there are options for her. So you don't have to necessarily have to have it with Miss America. And Miss America really prides itself in being a scholarship competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they've, I guess, gone that route. To each their own. That's truly how I feel about it. Since I have not been in that system, I can't have a personal opinion because I didn't walk on their stage on Miss Kansas. But having competed in Miss Kansas USA, I can tell you that when I was in my 20s, I was not as confident as I am now in my 30s. And I didn't understand the swimsuit competition then because really it's about your whole shift in how you eat and how you take care of your body. And it shouldn't just be for, you know, the swimsuit competition, but a lifestyle change. And so I kind of like that they have competitions that have swimsuit because it's kind of like an athlete keeping up with their their skill or or their body.
What was your talent?
Okay, so I competed once in a local pageant for Miss Kansas. That was the Miss Wichita competition. And the girl who went on to win Miss Wichita did win Miss Kansas. In that competition, I belly danced.
No way.
So I told you I was very multicultural. In high school, I went to Wichita East High. So they have the IB program, a very, very awesome program. I love the International Baccalaureate program. And what that did for me was, exposed me to so many different cultures beyond just my Asian and Latino upbringing. So there, I wanted to appreciate the beautiful things about Middle Eastern culture, because at that time in high school, there was a lot of negativity towards that area of the world. And I wanted to see that there was beauty in that culture. And so belly dancing is really about taking care of you. It's not for anyone else, mm-hmm. but for yourself. So when a belly dancer dances, it's to appreciate who she is, whether she's a size 0 or a size 10 or a size 20. It's about loving who you are. So I loved belly dancing. It was a good way for me to connect with who I was and trying to understand that you should love whatever size you are. Because even smaller people get negative comments as well.
Right.
So I loved belly dancing.
The amount of people Googling Lily Wu belly dance right now, I guarantee is going off the charts. So how many languages do you speak?
I speak Spanish, obviously, from being in Guatemala. My parents are Chinese. I speak Cantonese. So mm-hmm. the dialect, there are many dialects of Chinese, but the two most prominent are Mandarin and Cantonese. Mandarin is the official one. My parents speak Cantonese, so I speak Cantonese.
So we had a kid on our track team last year, Eric Ngeza, spoke 7 languages.
Oh, I can't beat that.
Could you imagine? He's from Africa, lived all around, had different tribal languages, and he could pick up Spanish. Like, he could kind of just start speaking Spanish within a few hours with someone. Pretty incredible. I only speak 2 languages, English and sarcasm. So that's all I got. So have you been around Asia? Have you traveled through there? Where have you been in Asia? Because I've been there, but I'm curious of where you've been and where I need to go.
So I was telling you that I went away and came back to Wichita. So that time that I went away, I spent it in Hong Kong. I have my master's in journalism from the University of Hong Kong. So I spent a year and a few months there as a Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar. So I really love the Rotary International Program. They have helped me pursue my higher education. And I would be remiss if I didn't say also that Wichita State really prepared me for that as well, because I was an international business major here at WSU. Okay. And an integrated marketing comm major. And I came to Wichita State because I was a Gore Scholar. So I'm very blessed, and I'm very grateful for what WSU did for me. But going off to Asia was truly the best thing that I could have ever done. I had never lived in Asia. I look Asian, but I was born in Guatemala, right? So, and grew up right here in Kansas. So it was a really great way for me to connect to my ethnic culture. I felt, I didn't feel like an outsider, but I was.
Yeah.
So most Hong Kongese people would be like, oh, she's an American girl. But at the same time, I looked Asian, so I was able to speak their dialect, Cantonese, so I was still able to connect with them. So my favorite city in the whole wide world is Hong Kong. And while I was there, Hong Kong is so centrally located, I traveled.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled to, I believe it was 9 countries, because everything's so nearby.
Yes, very close.
And Hong Kong is an international hub. So I traveled to places like Mongolia, to Japan, went down to Australia.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And it's so inexpensive
once
you're there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I went to Cambodia and Thailand and Singapore, and Cambodia was awesome. Have you ever been to Cambodia?
Yes.
I went to Angkor Wat.
Okay, so I was there last year at exactly this time. I was competing for the Miss Global pageant, and it was in Phnom Penh.
Okay.
But we also went to Simarip, and it was such an amazing
time. Which, that's where Angkor Wat is.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Yep. So the pageant was in Phnom Penh, and we were there for 3 weeks. And thanks to my bosses for letting me get off work for that long. But I went to Miss Global, and I was in the top 5.
Awesome. I'm assuming that's really good.
There were 60
I don't even
countries.
Know. 60 countries. So
I
how many contestants?
Not the USA. I represented my ethnic heritage. Yeah. I represented China.
Wow, that's pretty. intense. So okay, so you've been to all around Asia. I'm assuming, been through some of Central, South America.
Well, when I was in
Central
Guatemala.
America. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about Wichita? Where's the cool places to hang out in Wichita?
Okay, I'll have to say lots of food places, right?
Okay.
So I love to eat. All right, let's start off with the best food here in Wichita. I would have to say ethnic food. So
I want to know.
Pho places are the best.
P-H-O.
P-H-O.
Yes.
Pho Sundays would be the best because it's nice and hot, right? Yes. Like, especially at this time of the year.
Hot and spicy?
No. Hot as in temperature.
Oh.
I love soups.
So when I'm in Thailand, they're like, do you want your food hot or do you want it like American hot or do you want it Thai hot? I'm like, bring it on, right? You know, Thai hot. That was a mistake. Major mistake. I drank the entire jug of water trying to survive my dinner. So different over there.
Girl.
It's different over there.
I don't really like hot, spicy foods.
Okay. So, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Continue. So pho would be a really good place. Any of the pho places around town, but do you really want me to say which specific ones?
You can be general.
Okay. So pho. I like going outside of Wichita as well. So I'll have to say I would take people down to Mulvane to eat some Italian food.
Okay.
Wichita, I like burgers. I love burgers and fries. So I would take you to, on West Street, there are a lot of really good places. I won't say all the names because if I miss someone, someone's going to get upset with me.
Yeah, no, we don't have to be specific.
So West Street, there are good burger places. So I would take you to eat burgers. Then I would take you downtown. There's a lot of awesome places. There's barbecue. There's obviously some American styled food with some Mexican combined.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to say the names because I really feel like
people
if I say it, I'm just going to make someone mad. Okay. But I love eating. So I would take people all around to eat.
Okay. So there's a barbecue place right downtown called Bite Me Barbecue. And next to it, there's a place called Grace Wu Kung Fu. You're not related to Grace, right?
I am not, but I love Grace. Grace is an amazing woman. She's so talented.
So there's really a Grace Wu.
Yes,
there,
but we're not related.
Teaching Kung Fu.
Yes.
Okay.
I had lessons from her when I was younger.
Ooh, did it make you mad?
No. And she actually performs at Wichita Asian Festival every single year. So we love that she volunteers her time.
Awesome. You got the gut shocker yellow
yes.
on. I'm got my black. So did you watch the game last night? Did you see any of the highlights?
Okay, I'll be very honest. I was watching the election result.
Yeah, well, you had to.
Such a nerd, right?
Well, that's your job, so.
But that was during my off time. I went home and I was looking at my Twitter, my Facebook, and watching the news, trying to see the results.
It wasn't a good game. We had a rough. It's going to be a rough year.
I usually go to the games.
There's the score. That was,
yeah.
I was actually there. But it's, you know what? A lot of talented guys, they are going to be okay. But it's not going to be this year. I hope this year. But
well,
I'll
still be cheering them on.
Absolutely.
Lily Wu has to always cheer on the Wu Shock.
So if you married Wu Shock and he took your name, Wu Wu, right? I mean, that would be, that'd be great. Yeah. I'm sure you've thought of that before. Yeah. Okay, so connecting with...
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
I mean, how great would that be?
Woo-woo.
Yeah, okay. Better than Lily Shock.
True. Yeah. Lily Woo-woo.
I think they should have, a younger, dumb version of Shock, of Woo would be Wise Shock. And he'd be like the, you know, one that's just trying to be funny, but it's not, you know. So speaking of Wichita State, so Kurt's over there. And Kurt, did you see what happened in Wichita State and cross country last week in New Orleans, Louisiana?
I did, yes. Have they got their shoes dried out yet?
Unbelievable. So our cross country team competed in the American Conference Championship. It's only our second year in the conference, obviously. And our women won the championship. It was a major deal. You can see pictures here of how it was a hurricane that literally came through New Orleans, and they ran through the torrential downpour.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and so last night they got honored at the basketball game, which was cool. But, you know, our women, Winnie Koskai, won the championship. and Rebecca Topham did well. But last year, this was a group of freshmen that finished sixth. We had this whole strategy, if you follow our team, where we redshirted a bunch of kids, and this year we won the championship, and I think it's getting ready to be a terrific track and field season. These girls compete in track and field for us, too. The guys, too. The guys had a good meet. So that was exciting. If you're a fan of ours, there's all kinds of stuff online you can follow about that. And if you're at the basketball game last night, they got honored at one of the timeouts, and that was exciting for them. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't always hear that, you know, the track and field and cross-country things, but for them to be honored by our department at the basketball game last night was cool. They got a huge ovation, and I think they felt really good about it. So that was kind of neat. But, yeah, it was a horrible weather, horrible torrential downpour. Mm-hmm. So I was in Kansas City. Are you a football fan?
Mm-hmm. Chiefs? I love the Chiefs.
Okay, so from Cincinnati, the Chiefs absolutely killed the Bengals. I went to the game. One game I go to is the worst, you know, game
You're
of this decade
luck.
For the Bengals. And then Kareem Hunt is this guy that plays for the Chiefs. He's running back for the Chiefs. Have you seen them hurdle these guys? So as this track and field coach, I'm sitting there. He hurdles one of the Bengals defenders.
I remember that.
And then he does
they
it again.
They replayed that.
Yes, and then here against the Broncos, is this the play? Man, Colton is on it. Check this out. Oop. And drags the guys in.
Was he
in.
A track and field?
So Ariel from KWCH, you know Ariel, the sports reporter. So in the locker room after the game, she's asking him. He's like, yeah, I high jumped in high school. I was 6'9" high jumper. And he tried to tell people, yeah, I'm a track guy. But that's impressive. And then I saw another guy do that this week in, I think, like one of the other NFL games. So, like, hurdling people is starting to become a new move for the football
guys. Instead of tackling, hurdle over them.
Yeah, I think they're changing the rules of how you hit people. So maybe this is becoming a strategy for these guys to hurdle. So go run track and field, and you might, you know, get some skills to, you know, hurdle guys in the NFL someday. So, okay, are you a movie person? Do you watch movies? Are you so busy that, and you have so much going on, you surely don't have time to go see a movie. We are movie nerds over here.
I'm not a big movie nerd.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was Crazy Rich Asians, and I watched it twice.
Not stereotypical at all. So, so we talked about that movie. Greg had seen that movie, and he talked about it a few weeks ago, and he said he really liked it. I have not seen it, so I guess I need to. But I'm assuming there's going to be, like, 8 of them now, right? Because it made Crazy Rich Money.
It's a book series.
Oh, it is. Okay.
There's
so
three
be at least
of
three.
Them. There it is. I took my mom both times. So my mom loves this movie. I think the first time we watched it, I actually had tears in my eyes. I think the second time I also got teary. I'm very emotional. But it's because my mom got to see a movie in mainstream media that had Chinese music, Chinese undertones. Obviously, the story is based in Singapore, but they are Chinese folks. And so for her, it was really, you know, powerful. And even for me to see Asians, Chinese Americans, on that big screen, and they did so well. I congratulate those folks.
I read all about it because I'm a movie nerd, and I read about, like, how, you know, they were kind of worried, I think, about, you know, people from Asia, how they would view the movie if it was legit. And they said, most people said they put enough stuff in there, but also they're trying to have a mainstream audience in the United States, so they, you know, but they put enough in there to make people feel like they were, you know, at least acknowledging a lot of the traditional cultures.
You know, they thought about, I think Netflix wanted to have that movie exclusively.
Just the Netflix movie.
And they decided to take a chance, and they said, no, we want it to be in the big screen, and we want folks to go out and buy a ticket and go watch this. And I can tell you that I have, you know, friends of all different backgrounds, and it was really powerful for the Asian Americans to watch this because it was the first time that we saw our faces, mm-hmm. not being kung fu artists or any stereotypical role, but, you know, an American teacher at a university going back to Asia for the first time. Those are things that connect. And that's part of the reason why, you know, the Asian Festival is so important to me, because it is kind of like that. Mm-hmm. These girls that were born and raised here in Kansas have never been to Asia. And so for them, it's a good opportunity to connect with who they are. And our pageant doesn't just include Eastern Asia. It includes the entire continent of Asia. So eventually we'd be happy to have a Miss Russia.
Yeah.
We have had a Miss Lebanon. So we like that diversity.
Yeah. So speaking of Asian movies, mm-hmm. since we're talking about it, I'm such a dork on this stuff that I love the Asian horror movies because they're like the best horror movies. I mean, you may maybe don't.
I
like
don't
them.
Like they horror movies,
the
but I did watch.
But
we've made,
oh, Hunt, yeah.
On
yeah,
Hill
Haunting.
House,
yes,
the
yes.
Netflix series,
right?
Ugh.
But all these, like The Ring and The Grudge, all these were Asian movies mm-hmm. that they've remade here. But the originals are probably better. But then once I started like finding the originals, I started finding other Asian movies, whether they're made in South Korea or China or wherever. And there's lots of great movies that are still made over there. So I'm into that stuff, and it's pretty interesting. But speaking of, you're saying you're emotional and you might have teared up. So I saw Stars Born, the Bradley Cooper, because everybody has seen
it. Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I'm like the last person that hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen
it
either.
So I didn't cry, but it was emotional. So you possibly could get emotional. Good movie, but if you're kind of a country person, this is kind of like rock, kind of like popular music. There's a movie called Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges that's basically the same movie that they made years ago, and I thought it was probably better than Stars Born. But Stars Born was so successful, people are going to think I'm crazy, but Crazy Heart's really good. So there it is. He won a bunch of awards for this playing a country guy. Colin Farrell plays a country music singer. You know, Colin Farrell, who's a Irish guy. So it's kind of interesting. So good movie.
Thanks for the recommendation.
You got it. So I also saw they had a horror fest. We had Leif Yonker in here a few weeks ago who's organized this horror fest. They play these cheesy old movies from like the 70s and 80s. And Jeff back there, I don't know, is Jeff on here?
I am.
Jeff, we both saw Dawn of the Dead in 3D. Jeff, what did you think of the 3D version of the, I think, 1978 movie?
I really enjoyed it, and I'm not really one for 3D movies, but as somebody who wears glasses and then had to wear the glasses on top of the glasses, it was very enjoyable.
I thought it was really good. It was sold out. They sold out this movie.
Really?
Multiple times. They showed it throughout, and then it was so successful, the day after the run was over was Halloween, and they showed it on Halloween, so that was cool that this local guy puts together this movie festival. We're talking about diversity of Wichita. It was one of the only places in the United States that's ever shown this movie. And there's enough people that are into old horror movies in the city, you know, to watch this. So I thought that was cool. So we always end. I've got this huge movie collection, and we go through every week or every time we do a podcast what's the last ones I've watched, because I'm going through them alphabetically. So 600 movies right now, going through them alphabetically. I'm like in the 200s. It's taken years to get this far. So
do you watch it every weekend?
A couple a week. So at night, getting ready to fall asleep, put in a movie, write it down, you know, and here we go. So I do have them alphabetized, and we're rolling through.
What letter are you on?
H. So here's the last ones I saw.
Okay.
Hell or High Water, one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. It's like 2 years old. It's great. Oh, there's Jeff Bridges again, by the way, with the glasses on there. Great, great movie. It won a bunch of awards. It's filmed in, like, New Mexico. It looks like Kansas and Oklahoma when the cinematography's awesome. Great movie. If you haven't seen Hell or High Water, highly recommended Hell or High Water. High Fidelity was the next movie because alphabetically here, you get it, H's. And John Cusack film, very sarcastic, which I like a lot. And it's, you know, he's basically telling the story of his breakups and his life trying to find love through music, and he owns a record store. So that's kind of a cool thing. There's a cool record store in the Delano, if you've ever been over there. But speaking of record stores,
I did see it actually yesterday. Someone did a photo shoot in there.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool place. I don't even know what it's called. So Higher Learning. So this is connecting some track and field. Higher Learning was one of the movies John Singleton did after Boys in the Hood. So Boys in the Hood was the original movie of South Central Los Angeles and the gangs and all that kind of stuff. So Higher Learning was basically kind of like these guys going off to college, and it's a fictitious story, and one of the guys is a track and field star. And it was super controversial. Like, people were having violence in the movie theaters when this thing came out because it was so controversial. I'm not saying it's the best movie ever, but the track and field scenes are pretty legit Kurt, have you seen Higher Learning?
I have not. About to cue that one up.
Yeah, YouTube, Higher Learning, Track and Field, and you'll see some good stuff. So, and the last one I watched is Hoop Dreams. Hoop Dreams is one of the best movies I've ever seen. It's a 3-hour documentary about these high school basketball kids that their dream is to play college basketball. This was made in the 90s. And now that doesn't seem like that crazy of a thing to do. But back then, they didn't do things like this. They followed these guys for 5 years.
Wow.
And literally moved into their house. When they were in eighth grade, they would go to their house and they would film them. And I mean, it's eighth graders saying they want to be NBA superstars. That's every eighth grader wants to say that if they're a basketball player. And they follow them all the way through into college. And it's probably one of the best movies, one of the best documentaries ever shown,
so,
ever filmed.
So, quick question then. Did you Google to see where these kids are now?
Yes. That's like when you get done with the movie, all you want to know is what happened next. And they didn't make the NBA, but one of them ended up playing professional basketball. Who was actually in the beginning of the movie, you would have thought he wasn't the one that would happen with. And he played like semi-pro professional basketball. The other guy had some kids and basically went the family route and tried to make a comeback and got hurt and all that kind of stuff. So, but that stuff is secondary to the actual story because it's about basketball and then it ends up becoming about the families and about their putting their dreams into those kids. So, last thing, what's the TV show about pageants that's like the one with was they from Arkansas where the country people that it's a total joke and the little girl
Insatiable.
What is
Netflix.
It? No, no,
Are
no.
You talking about the Netflix series?
No, this was on cable TV. I just thought of it as
Honey
we were
Boo
talking.
Boo?
Honey Boo Boo. Is that your favorite show ever? Honey Boo Boo?
No.
No, is that not an accurate depiction of the pageant history?
Pageant can be for any age group. So if anyone wants to compete, yeah. They can start as literally an infant, like a baby.
Yeah.
You can
right.
submit your
I know,
child.
That's what,
and
yeah.
then you could even compete when you're a senior citizen. So, I mean, and there are male pageants. Hey, there are
pageant.
Three males here. There are male pageants as well.
That ship has sailed, so no problem. So anyways, thank you for joining us. Lots of interesting stuff. So check out, Lily is on Twitter a lot. And what's your social media if somebody's trying to follow you?
Twitter, Kansas Lily, and Facebook, just type in Lily Wu.
Lily Wu.
With one L. Well, the
two
first
L's
one is...
with an I in the middle.
Yes. People usually spell my name Lily. Oh, and people sometimes call me Willie Lou.
Willie Lou.
They
okay.
combine my last name's first letter and my first name's first letter.
Hmm.
But my name is Lily.
It's kind of like Greg Marshall with two G's, but it's really three G's. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us. And thanks, Lily, again. Follow her. Very fun person to follow around. And I'm sure you'll be doing lots of exciting stuff. And we'll see you around Wichita. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.